早上来谈希伯来人的神。
And this morning we'd like to discuss the topic the Lord of Hebrews.
好，那请问大家，我们什么时候听过希伯来人的神呢
？When have we heard term the Lord of Hebrews？
因为我们一般所听的是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And we often hear the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
那的确，圣经比较少提到希伯来人的神。
The Bible does not mention the God of the Hebrews as often.
那因为我们只在出埃及记的时候才会出现希伯来人的神。
And only in the book of Exodus have we heard the term the God of the Hebrews.
因此，到底希伯来人的神与亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神有什么不同
？And so, what is the difference between the God of the Hebrews and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob？
好，那么现在请看希伯来不是这个出埃及记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第三章
，Exodus chapter 3,
十八节
，chapter 3 verse 18。
我们在读的时候请注意我们读的经文是跟谁讲的话
And so when we read these verses, we have to realize who is the audience that these verses are speaking to.
三章十八节
Chapter 3, verse 18.
他们必听你的话，你和以色列的长老要去见埃及王，对他说。对谁说呢？他就指着法老王啊，说对法老王说：“主希伯来人的神遇见我们的，现在求你容我们在旷野去走三天的路程，为要祭祀主我们的神。”
And the elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders will go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a three-day journey in the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God."
所以对谁说的呢？是对法老王说的。
And so who is this speaking to? This is speaking to the Pharaoh.
再请看第五章第三节。
Turn to chapter 5 verse 3.
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
有没有我们有笔的话可以画起来。
And if you have a pen, you can highlight this verse.
第三节，他们说，希伯来人的神遇见了我们，求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程。祭祀主我们的神，免得他用瘟疫、刀兵攻击我们。
Verse 3, then they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a three-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, where he may strike us with plagues or with the sword.
所以这句话是对谁说的呢？也是对法老王说的。
And these words were also spoken to Pharaoh.
他请看七章的十六节。
Turn to chapter 7, verse 16.
七章的第十六节
Exodus chapter 7 verse 16
对他说这个他也是指的法老王
And this him also refers to the Pharaoh
对他说主希伯来人的神打发我来见你说容我的百姓去好在旷野释放我到如今呢你还是不听
And then say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, Let my people go so that they may worship me in the desert. But until now, you have not listened.
再来看九章的第一节。
Turn to chapter 9, verse 1.
九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
主吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说啊。主希伯来人的神这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says: Let my people go, so that they may worship me.
已经第几次了？第十次了。
And this is the fourth time this was spoken.
好，再来请看九章十三节。
Turn to chapter 9, verse 13.
九章十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 13.
神对摩西说你清早起来站在法老的面前对他说也是对摩西说主希伯来人的神这样说容我的百姓去好侍奉我
Verse 13 Then the Lord said to Moses Get up early in the morning Confront Pharaoh and say to him This is what the Lord the God of the Hebrews says Let my people go so that they may worship me
第五次的
This is the fifth time
再来看第十章的第三节
Search chapter 10 verse 3
第十章第三节
Chapter 10 verse 3
摩西亚伦就进去见法老，对他说，主希伯来人的神这样说，你在我面前不肯自卑，要到几时呢？容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
And so Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews says, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me.
好，那我们看圣经有六次提到希伯来人的神。
And here the Bible mentions the God of the Hebrews 6 times.
啊，只有在出埃及记才有记载。
Only in the book of Exodus was this recorded.
而且希伯来人的神是专对法老王说的。
And the God of the Hebrews is directly is directed at Pharaoh.
啊，所以我们看神可能不到。
And so we can see that God knows how to evangelize.
因为神看怎么样的人就说怎么样的话。
Because he will say certain words to certain people.
对这个不信神的法老王啊，就说希伯来人的神。
And to the Pharaoh who does not believe in God, he said the God of the Hebrews.
可是对神的选民啊，就不这样说了。
But when he talks to the chosen people, he does not say this.
对神的选民啊，就说。我就是你们祖宗亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
And so he says, I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以当神这里在介绍亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒、雅各的神的时候，就是特别来提醒选民有关于神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And so when he introduces himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's emphasizing the promise he made to Abraham.
所以以今天术语来说啊。就是对内跟对外，在介绍神的时候的说法就不一样。
And so he introduces himself differently, to his own people and to the people, to others.
所以天上的神啊，他也很会布道啊。
And so we see that the God in heaven knows how to evangelize very well.
对不一样的人啊，就自己介绍的方法就不一样。
And to different people, he will introduce himself differently.
好，那为什么神要说是希伯来人的神呢
？And so why does God introduce Himself as the God of the Hebrews？
因为当时希伯来人住在这个埃及的地方。
And because the Hebrews at the time lived inside Egypt。
他们那些人不是像我们今天移民来这边大家凡是人大家的权利义务都是平等的。
And they are not immigrants to the country where their rights were equal。
因为现在是一个自由民族平等的时代呀、
And we today we live in a free and democratic society.
所以我们的权利义务大家都是一样，跟当地的人都是一样的。
And so we have equal rights with the people who live here.
可是当时的以色列百姓住在埃及地，他们是为埃及人的奴仆。
And but the Israelites at the time they were living as slaves in Egypt.
所以他们的待遇也是非常低落。
And so they were treated very poorly.
And the 神就要说啊，我说是希伯来人的神。
And so God introduces Himself as the God of Hebrews.
那换句话说，我就是那些被你们当成是奴隶人的神。
And in other words, He is the God of those who you treat as slaves.
我就是那些受你们欺压人的神。
And I am the God of those who you oppress.
我就是少数民族人的神。
And I am the God of the minority.
哦、神就是要告诉他们这个信息、啊、
And this is the message that God wanted to deliver.
因为当时法老是强者，是强盛国家的君王。
And because the Pharaoh at the time, he was a king of the nation.
没关系，现在神说，我就是那一群被你们所欺压人的神。
But now God introduces himself as a God of those who he oppressed.
现在神要去挑战法老王。
And now God will challenge the Pharaoh.
所以这是很多特别意义的。
And so this has many meanings.
我们看当时神听到这些以色列百姓人的哀声啊。
And here we see that God has heard the cries of the Israelites at the time.
因为他们受欺压。
And because they were oppressed.
天上神就纪念他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And God remembered the promise that He had made to Abraham.
而且最终的目的就是带领亚伯拉罕的子孙啊，居住在迦南美地。
And the ultimate promise is that the descendants of Abraham will live in the promised land.
经过四百多年的时间。
And after 400 years.
以色列百姓啊，为埃及人的奴仆。
And the Israelites were slaves to the Egyptians.
而且受到不公平的待遇。
And they were treated unfairly.
他们就哀求。
And so they cried out to God.
他们就觉得很辛苦啊。
And they felt a great pain.
所以神就看到他们的苦情。
And so God saw their pains.
而且神就主动啊下来要拯救这些以色列百姓。
And so God wanted to save the Israelites.
我们请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章第七节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了我原知道他们的痛苦第八节
Verse 8.
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手领他们出了那地到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地好第九节
Verse 9.
现在以色列人的哀声、啊、达到我的耳中我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们第十节
Verse 10.
故此我要打发你去见法老使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及地领出来、啊、所以我们从这里看到神是采取主动的态度
And here we can see that God took a proactive approach
我们看不到说以色列人他们去求告神、啊、
And we didn't see the Israelites go and cry out to God
我们也看不到，因为以色列人的行为好啊，所以感动了神，神下来帮助他们。
And we didn't see that it was because of the good actions and good deeds of the Israelites that God helped them.
啊，都没有。
And there was none of these.
是神看到他们发出哀声啊，他们的生活非常的痛苦。
And God saw that they were in misery.
那为什么神要来帮助他们呢
？And why did God come and help them?
因为那些人是神的选民呢。
Because these are the chosen people of God.
那些人是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的子孙。
And these are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那些人是神与他们立约的对象。
And these are the people that God had made a covenant with.
那现在他们既然受了苦楚，既然受了埃及人的欺压
，And now they're in misery and they're oppressed.
神就要出面了。
Then God will appear.
因为神是伸冤的神
，and because God is the God that takes vengeance，
所以我们今天是神的选民
，and we are the chosen people of God。
神从万民啊把我们选召出来
，and God has chosen us among all the people，
啊，成为他的百姓
，and to become His people。
所以当我们受欺压的时候
，and so when we are oppressed，
其实不用求，神已经看到。
We don't need to cry out to the Lord. He has already seen this.
当时那些以色列百姓住在埃及地的时候
And when the Israelites were living in Egypt,
可能他们都已经忘记了神是谁了
And they may have forgotten who God is.
当然神没有忘记他们呢
But God did not forget who forget them.
神还主动下来帮助他们
God proactively came and helped them.
所以当我们受到欺压
And so when we're oppressed,
受到不公平待遇的时候
When we're treated unfairly,
请大家不要伤心
And we shouldn't be sad.
你也不要觉得你很倒霉。
And you shouldn't feel that you're unlucky.
因为我们的神啊，是为我们伸冤的神。
Because God will take vengeance for us.
3500以前，神既然会主动来帮助这些以色列百姓。
3500 years ago, God came and helped the Israelites.
不是因为他们的行为好。
It's not because they had good deeds.
而是神纪念啊亚伯拉罕的约啊。
It is because God remembered the covenant with Abraham.
因为他们是神的选民。
And because they are the chosen people of God.
那神当然有义务，因为按照这个约的话，要帮助他们呢。
And God had to help them because of this covenant.
所以我们既然信了主耶稣。
And so since we have believed in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣用他的宝血再次与我们立约。
And the Lord Jesus has once again set a covenant with us with His blood.
所以主耶稣他就要履行他那一方面的约定，他那一方面的义务。
And so God, so the Lord Jesus will fulfill His duty, with His covenant.
不用我们求他，他天上就看到了。
And without us asking Him, He will see from heaven.
他听到我们内心的这种的哀情啊。
And He will hear the cries in our hearts.
当然接受不公平待遇，接受欺压的时候，我们内心是不好受的。
And when you're oppressed and you're treated unfairly, you will not feel good.
神都知道。
And God will know this.
神一定会为我们伸冤。
And God will take vengeance for us.
所以让我们生活有盼望。
And so that we may have hope in our life.
当时夏甲啊，那他也是一个受欺压的人呢。
And Hagar at the time was also oppressed.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21,
21章的十四节
21 verse 14.
创世纪二十一章十四节
Genesis chapter 21 verse 14.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮带水给这夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。夏甲就走了，在别斯巴的旷野走迷了路。啊，十五节。
15.
那皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下。十六节。
16.
他自己走开，约有一箭之远，相对而坐，说：“我不能见孩子时，就相对而哭。”啊，相对而坐，放声大哭。十七节。
17.
那神听见童子的声音呢？神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲说：“夏甲，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。”十八节。
18.
起来，把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。十九节。
19.
神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井，便去将皮带盛满的水给童子喝。二十节。
20.
神就保佑童子，他就渐渐住在旷野，成为弓箭手。二十一节。
21.
他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及地啊给他娶了一个妻子啊。我们看夏甲当时啊被亚伯拉罕啊打发走了。
And we see that Hagar was sent on her way by Abraham at the time.
这是一个家庭的风波了。
And this is a difficulty that they had within their family.
啊，家里只能够容纳一个继承产业的人。
And there's the family can only accept one who will inherit the family.
那事实上，夏甲的孩子也是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And in reality, the child of Hagar is also the son of Abraham.
所以夏甲就变成一个受不公平待遇的人。
And so Hagar was treated unfairly.
可是呢？他走啊走啊，走到旷野路上，走迷了。
And when she walked in the desert, she was lost.
很辛苦啊，没有水，没有食物了。
And she did not have any water or food.
又迷路啊。
And she was also lost.
当然生活上啊，就陷入很困难啊，不知道什么时候他们的生命呢会丧失啊。
And so she encountered great difficulty in her life at this time, and she did not know when she would die.
所以妈妈跟孩子一起哭。
And so the mother and the child cried together.
这个时候谁听见他们的哭声啊？
At this time, God heard their cries.
没有人啊，因为是旷野路啊。
And there was no one else in the desert.
他们叫苦，他们的哀声谁能够听到？没有人能够听到。
And no one can hear their cries.
因为是旷野路。
Because they're in the desert.
但是天上的神却是听到了。
But God in heaven heard them.
所以神就主动来帮助他们。
And so God came and helped them.
他们也是亚伯拉罕的妻子，亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And they are also the wife and children of Abraham.
所以神主动来帮助他们。
And so God came and helped them.
因此我们遭受到不公平待遇，就像夏甲一样的时候。
And so when we're treated unfairly like Hagar.
虽然我们很难啊对别人啊倾诉我们内心的痛苦。
Although it may be difficult for us to cry out to other people,
因为可能其他的人也不能够理解。
And perhaps people cannot understand.
我们也不愿意随便告诉其他的人。
Or we're not, it's not easy for us to talk to other people.
这个时候啊，神一定会听的。
At this time, God will hear us.
所以当我们有困难的时候
，And so when we encounter difficulties,
在我们的内心，我们觉得有冤屈的时候
，When we have feel that we have been treated unfairly.
神是希伯来人的神。
And God is the God of the Hebrews.
神是受欺压人的神。
And God is the God of the oppressed.
神是少数民族人的神。
And God is the God of the minority.
他要为我们伸冤。
And He will avenge for us.
所以我们就要信心呢，把这个冤情就交托给神。
And so we need to entrust our difficulties unto the Lord with our faith.
但是话是这样说的。
And then He will say to us.
能够交托给神的人并不多。
And there's not many of us who can entrust ourselves to the Lord.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十八章第七节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他。他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？第八节。
Verse 8.
我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤的。然而人子来的时候，遇见世上有信德吗？就遇到有信心的人不多了。
And here it says that there's a few that have faith.
所以我们在知识上啊，知道神是为人伸冤的神。
And so in our knowledge, we know that God is a God who avenged for us.
我们在知识上也已经知道神是希伯来人的神。
In our knowledge, we know that God is the God of the Hebrews.
我们在知识上也知道我们应该要把我们冤屈啊来交托给神。
And we know that we need to entrust our difficulties unto the Lord.
啊，但是呢。神有这样的应许啊，可是他来找的时候啊，有信德的人，有信心的人不多了。
And God has His promise, but when He comes, there are only a few with this kind of faith.
啊，所以我们要提醒我们自己。
And so we need to remind ourselves.
在困难、在受欺压的时候，遭受不公平待遇的时候
，When we have been oppressed or we have been treated unfairly,
那尽量不要用我们的血气、用我们的情绪来反击。
And we shouldn't try to retaliate with our emotions.
要表达我们内心的不满。
And to express our displeasure.
当我们表达内心不满的时候
，When we express our displeasure,
我们第一步就错了。
Then you have taken a wrong step forward.
所以我们要忍耐。
So we need to persevere.
我们一定要把这个事情交到给神。
We need to entrust this unto the Lord.
因为在受到不公平待遇的时候
，Because when we're treated unfairly,
再怎么说都讲不清楚的。
No matter how much you explain, it will be
什么叫不公平待遇
？What is unfair treatment?
因为对方可能是认为公平啊。
Because the other side may feel that they're being fair.
他只要是认为不公平的时候，就不会这样子对待我们了。
When they feel that it is unfair, then they won't treat us in this way.
所以他觉得哎。他做的事情是对的。
And so because they feel that they have done the right thing.
他觉得他这样子对待人是公平的，是可以被接受的。
And they feel that they are treating people fairly and they could be accepted.
所以那个时候你再怎么讲，一定是讲不通的。
And so no matter how much you try to explain your cause, it will not be heard.
所以请大家忍耐，不要讲。
So we need to persevere and keep silence.
把这个事情啊，就交托给身边的神。
Then we entrust this unto the Lord.
他会主动来替我们解决，就像他当时帮助以色列百姓一样。
And he will come and resolve this for us, just as he has helped the Israelites at the time.
好，那神是希伯来人的神是什么意义
？And so, what is the meaning of the God of the Hebrews?
啊，就是分别为圣的神。
That is, he is a God who has separated himself.
神要，因为神也是要对法老王、埃及王嘛布道吧。
And so God is also trying to evangelize to the Pharaoh.
要告诉法老王说，神就是一位分别为圣的神。
And so he wants to know that God is one who has separated himself to be holy.
那表示神啊，与埃及人的神是不一样的。
And so that he is a God who is different from the God of the Egyptians.
好，请看出埃及记。
Turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第八章。
Exodus chapter 8.
二十二节。
Chapter 8 verse 22.
第八章二十二节
，Exodus chapter 8 verse 22。
第八章的二十二
，Chapter 8 verse 22。
当那日，我必分别我百姓所住的歌山地，使那里没有成群的苍蝇，好叫你知道我是天下的神。啊，二十三节
，23。
那我要将我的百姓将我的百姓和你的百姓分别出来，明天呢必有这神迹。所以神讲得很清楚，他是希伯来人的神。
And so here God says very clearly that He is the God of the Hebrews.
哦，所以他不是埃及人的神哦。
That He is not the God of the Egyptians.
他是你们所欺压的人的神。
And He is a God who of the people who you oppress.
那希伯来的神跟你们的神不一样的。
And how is the God of Hebrew and your God different?
啊，所以神就要分别啊，分别。
And so God needs to make a distinction.
所以他就说：“我必分别我的百姓所住的歌山地。”啊
，And he said, "I will separate out the land of Goshen where my people live."
而且二十三节说：“我将我的百姓和你的百姓分别出来。
”In verse 23, he says, "I will make a distinction between my people and your people."
啊，使歌山地以色列的百姓所住的地方的那个地方啊，就没有苍蝇，连一只苍蝇都没有。
And the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived, there will be no swarm of flies.
可是埃及人住的地方啊，却是满地都是苍蝇。
But where the Egyptians lived, there will be full of flies.
这个叫苍蝇之灾啊。
And this is the plague of the flies.
这个灾是从神那里而来的。
And this plague came from God.
就是让法老王知道天下之间呢有一位神，就是希伯来人的神。
And this is for the Pharaoh to know that there is a God, that is the God of the Hebrews.
那再请看第九章第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 9 verse 4.
九章第四节。
Chapter 9 verse 4.
九章第四节，神要分别以色列的牲畜和埃及的牲畜，凡属以色列人的一样都不死。九章第四节。
In verse 4, but the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt, so that no animal belonging to the Israelites will die.
要分别出来，神就站在希伯来人那一边呢。
And once he makes the distinction, God will stand on the side of the Israelites.
好，那再来看九章的二十六节。
Turn to chapter 9, verse 26.
九章二十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 26.
唯独以色列人所住的歌珊地没有冰雹。
And the only place where it did not hail was the land of Goshen where the Israelites were.
那其他埃及人住的地方啊，有冰雹啊，很多人就被冰雹啊所击杀。
And many, and where the Egyptians were, there was hail, and many people were killed.
而且他们的谷物啊，也被冰雹所破坏。
And many of their landmarks were destroyed by the hail.
啊，再看第十章的二十二节。
Turn to chapter 10, verse 22.
十章的二十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 22.
摩西向天伸杖，埃及遍地就乌黑的三天。二十三节。
23.
三天之久，人不能够相见，谁也不敢起来离开本处。唯有以色列家中啊，没有啊，以色列家中都有亮光。
22. So Moses stretched out his hand towards the sky, and the total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else or leave his place for 3 days. Yet all the Israelites had light in the place where they lived.
那再看十一章
，in chapter 11,
第五节
，chapter 11 verse 5.
十一章第五节
，chapter 11 verse 5.
凡在埃及地坐在宝座的法老，直到摩子后的边民所生所有的长子，以及一切脱生的牲畜，都必死。第六节
，verse 6，
埃及遍地必有大哀嚎，从前没有这样的，后来也必没有。第七节
，verse 7，
至于以色列中，无论是人是牲畜，连狗也不敢向他们咬舌，好叫你们知道，主是将埃及人和以色列人分别出来的。希伯来人的神呢，就是不一样。
And so this is the difference between with the God of Hebrews.
当埃及人有灾祸的时候，有灾殃的时候
，When there is plagues on the Egyptians,
以色列人确实没有。
The Israelites were safe.
因为神希伯来人的神是站在以色列人的那一边。
Because the God of the Hebrews stands on the side of the Israelites.
这分别出来，这分别为圣的意思。
And this is how he separates himself to be holy.
所以今天神选择我们啊，把我们分别出来，跟外面不一样。
And so God has chosen us today and made a distinction between us and the other people.
就是要我们站在神这一边呢。
This is so for us to stand on the side of God.
分别出来，不是这边的人去别开心去玩，不是，这一群人就是归给神的。
And he has this made a distinction to us so that we belong to him.
那分别为圣的意思啊，就是说专属神，这个就是专属神的，不用做其他用途。
And to separate ourselves to be holy means that we belong to God, and there is no other purpose for us except belonging to God.
啊，比如说我们的圣餐杯啊，啊，圣餐盘哈、啊，在做圣餐的时候用的那些器具。
And for example, all the vessels that we use in Holy Communion.
那个我们不做平常炒菜用啊。
And we don't use it to serve our food.
大家要泡茶也不能够用那个壶。
And when you want to drink tea, you don't use the pot that we use in Holy Communion.
那个是专门属于啊圣餐里用的，是分别为圣的。
And these vessels were separated to be dedicated to the Holy Communion.
啊，不做其他的用途。
There's no other purpose for them.
所以我们安息日哈也是分别为圣。
And so the Holy Sabbath is also separated to be holy.
那安息日我们也是把时间呢拨出来归给神。
And on the Sabbath, we separate this time to give to God.
啊，不做其他用途。
And we don't use it for any other purpose.
所以在安息日的时候，我们就尽量不做其他的杂物。
And so during this the Sabbath, we try not to do other work.
我们一起床以后
，once we wake up.
啊，新安息日起床以后
，once we wake up on the Sabbath.
我们就开始慢慢预备啊。
Then we need to start to prepare ourselves.
啊，假如你起床比较晚的
，if you wake up a little later.
那就今天就要牺牲运动时间呢。
You may need to sacrifice your exercise time.
不要再去运动了，因为都来不及了。
And you don't go to exercise because you may be late.
那所以我们要有所预备。
So that we need to prepare ourselves.
那安息日来教会以前呢，尽量不要再去购物。
And when before you come to church, try not to go shopping.
因为在购物可能会让有些时候会让我们心情很烦乱。
And because when you are buying things, you may start to be distracted.
因为当时神哈就设立安息日，分别这天为圣。
And God has established a Sabbath and set it aside to be holy.
所以我们要把这一天啊做专属神的。
And so we need to dedicate this day to God.
所以时间就是专属神的。
And so this time belongs to God.
啊，有些时候我们要把这个财物啊啊这个专属神的，要把分别出来。
And sometimes we need to separate our wealth to belong to God.
以前我妈妈在帮人做一点就是以前有什么面粉袋哈，面粉袋那个绳子哈很乱，他就要帮人哈这样搓搓，然后再把这些绳子啊把它绑起来，做一条很长的绳子啊，就一直圈，好像一个球一样哈。
And in the old times, my mother would take some strings or a rope and try to organize them into a neat ball.
啊，它是按斤啊，你每一公斤啊，比如说每一公斤一块钱。
And this is her work was measured by weight.
啊，这个礼拜呢，啊，她这样子弄，大概有好几个球啊，啊，这个球加起来就是有十公斤的话，啊，就是她得到十块钱的工资。
And she would organize these yarns and turn them into balls, and she may have 10 of them, each weighing 1 kilogram, and she will get $10 for them.
啊，因为十块钱要奉献一块钱，啊，要拿给教会太少了，所以她说自己做个奉献箱哈，自己做个很小的奉献箱，啊，十块钱的工资啊，那就奉献一块啊，就把这个一块钱自己放在奉献箱里头。
And she felt that $1 was too little to offer. So she would set aside a small offering box by herself and put the dollar into the box.
所以里头的钱就是属于神的。
And so the money inside this box belongs to God.
万一家里缺钱，不能够用这个钱啊，拿去临时啊，拿去买食物来吃。
And if we run out of money, we won't go and take this, the money out of this box to buy food.
就是家里太穷，也不能够动用这个钱，因为这个钱就是分别出来属于神的。
And no matter how poor we are, we can't touch this money because this money has been separated for God.
那有些时候，我们很多弟兄姐妹有各种不同的才华、不同的才干。
And many of us may have different talents and gifts.
那这些呢，有些时候我们要分别出来属神的。
And some of these talents we need to separate them out to belong to God.
啊，有些弟兄姐妹他们很热心啊，就拨一个时间啊，来教会修理这个修理那一个。
And there are some brothers and sisters who are very fervent, and they will come to church to fix things.
啊，因为他们很会修理呀。
Because they know how to fix things very well.
有这个专门的知识技能。
And they have this talent and knowledge.
啊，他们也是以这个为生。
And they also make a living from this.
他们就拨出一个时间，这个时间就属神的哈，把他们的才华、才干拿来用在教会。
And they would separate out a certain period of time for them to serve the Lord.
啊，有些时候我们也要把我们心思意念哈来拨出来，专门属神的。
And sometimes we need to separate our thoughts out to belong to God.
那就是祷告、读经的时间。
And that is the time where we read the Bible and pray.
因为我们脑筋呢，经常在想说怎么样来维持我们基本生活啊。
And our mind may often be thinking about how to maintain our basic living.
啊，所以我们的脑筋可能会计划要买什么东西啊，比较便宜啊。
And so our mind may be thinking aboutwhere something may be on sale.
啊，去哪里找工作啦，赚多点钱啊。
And where there may be work for us to make more money.
但是有的时候，我们要让我们的心能够清静下来。
But sometimes we need to quiet our minds.
啊，专门属神的。
And separate out to belong to the Lord.
所以希伯来人的神啊，他分别为圣，就要分别把以色列百姓分别出来。
And so the God of the Hebrews separated out the people to be holy.
那希伯来人的神呢，是不向罪恶妥协的神。
And the God of the Hebrews will not compromise with sin.
啊，请看出埃及记第八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 8.
出埃及记第八章二十五节。
Exodus chapter 8 verse 25。
二十五节。
Verse 25。
法老召了摩西、亚伦来说啊，你们去在这个地方是祭祀你们的神吧。二十六节。
26。
摩西说：这样行啊，本不相宜，因为我们把埃及人所厌恶的祭祀， 我们的神，若把埃及人所厌恶的在他们眼前献为祭，他们岂不拿石头打死我们吗？那二十七节。
27.
那我们要往旷野去呀，走三天的路程，照着主我们神所吩咐我们的啊，祭祀他。所以这里提到，当时法老王就要跟摩西啊，在啊他们在讨价还价。
And at this time, Pharaoh was negotiating with Moses.
他们尝试啊去妥协，去啊想出一个大家都能够接受的办法。
And he wanted to find a way to compromise.
所以他说：“哎呀，在这里侍奉你们神就好啊，你们要侍奉神啊，我知道，但是呢啊，不要走。”不要出去啊，就在这里就可以。
And he said to Moses, just offer sacrifice to your God here, and don't go out 3 days journey.
但是摩西说不行。
And Moses said, this is not right.
因为我们希伯来人的神是不妥协的神。
Because the God of the Hebrew is an uncompromising God.
再看第十章。
Chapter 10.
第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9.
摩西说：“我们要看我们老的、少的儿子、女儿同去，把羊群、牛群一同带去，因为我们务要向神守节。”第十节。
Verse 10.
那法老对他们说：“我容你们和你们妇人、孩子去的时候，神与你们同在吧。你们要谨慎，因为有祸在你们眼前。”十一节。
Verse 11.
不可多去啊！你们这壮年人去侍奉主吧。这是你们所要求的，于是把他们从法老面前赶出去。所以你看，法老尝试啊，跟他们妥协的。
And here again, Pharaoh tried to compromise with them.
啊，说你们要去，但是不要到去啊，只这些壮年人去就可以了，其他人留在这个地方继续当奴仆。
And it says that you could go, but only the men and the rest should stay here and continue to be slaves.
可是摩西啊，说这个不行。
And Moses said, this is not right.
啊，再继续看啊，看二十四节。
Let's continue to read verse 24.
24. 法老就召摩西来说：“你们去侍奉神吧，只是你们的羊群、牛群要留下来，你们妇人、孩子都可以同去。”二十五节。
25.
摩西说：“您总要把祭物和燔祭交给我们，使我们可以祭祀主我们的神。”二十六节。
26.
我们的牲畜也要去，连一蹄也不留下，因为我们要从其中取出来侍奉主我们的神。我们未到那里，还不知道用什么来侍奉我们的神。所以摩西啊，不跟他妥协。
And so here Moses did not compromise.
啊，虽然呢，法老王一直在谈判。
Although Pharaoh continues to negotiate.
啊，尝试啊，留下啊。看是要留下谁，反正不能够全部都出去的。
And he wanted to leave some of them behind, and not all of them can go.
啊，但是这个是没有办法去妥协的。
But this was they were not able to compromise on this.
说神不妥协的特性啊，就表现在他的话语当中呢。
And so the uncompromising nature of God has been expressed in His words.
我们请看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章的第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 3.
撒母耳记上十五章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 3。
第三节。
Verse 3。
现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃来的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。哇，这个听起来好像是很可怕、很恐怖。
And here, the scene is very horrifying.
And 没有人情味。
And it seems very cruel.
你看呢？说要灭尽他们所有的。
And it says we need to destroy everything.
啊，不可怜惜他们。
And we cannot have mercy upon them.
人呐、啊，牲畜啊，所有的全部消灭。
And there, all of them, including the men and the livestock, must be destroyed.
这个时候告诉我们，神是不妥协的。
This tells us that God is uncompromising.
神对罪恶是不妥协的。
And God is uncompromising towards sin.
因为法老王是代表这个罪恶之王啊。
And because the Pharaoh represents the king of sin.
我们看在旧约时代有一些不妥协的人物。
And in the Old Testament time, there were some characters who were uncompromising.
约瑟也是不向罪恶妥协。
And Joseph was also one who did not compromise with sin.
啊，但以理的三位朋友啊。也是不向罪恶妥协的。
And the Daniel's three friends also did not compromise.
啊，但以理本身也是不向罪恶妥协。
And Daniel himself also did not compromise.
我们看这些不向罪恶妥协，到后来啊，神都帮助他们。
We see these who do not compromise with sin, in the end, God will help them.
所以我们不妥协的话，立场坚定，神必帮助，神一定会负责到底呀。
And so if we're not, if we're uncompromising with sin, then God will help us to the end.
有些时候我们信徒遭遇到逼迫。
And sometimes our believers will encounter persecution.
有的内心就开始就已经投降了。
And some of them in their heart, they start to give up.
对方还没有付出实际行动就已经投降。
And the other side has not done anything yet, and we have already given up.
可是有的不一样，一直坚持到底呀。
But some people are different, they will persevere to the end.
结果是得到神的帮助。
In the end, they will receive the help from the Lord.
所以我们一定要坚持我们所信的。
And so we need to hold grasp on to what we believe in.
要坚持不妥协，神一定会负责帮助我们。
And we need to be determined to be uncompromising so that God will help us.
我们看希伯来人的神是经历十次才完全让法老王崩溃的神。
And we see that the God of Hebrews tried 10 times beforePharaoh gave in.
十次你看十灾。
And we see that in the 10 plagues.
那是不是神没有能力为什么不在第一次就把法老王击溃？
Is it because God has no abilities that he cannot have the Pharaoh give in on the first try?
那是不是神的能力有受到限制？
Is it because God's ability is limited?
为什么需要十次？
Why does he need 10 tries?
这个就是里头有一些智慧。
And there is some wisdom within this.
我们知道法老王是代表傲慢很难缠的非常难缠。
We know that the Pharaoh is very stubborn.
就是告诉我们这个罪本身是很难缠的。
And this tells us that sin itself is very stubborn.
罪也是不请自来呀。
And sin will come uninvited.
我们请看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第七节
Chapter 4, verse 7.
创世纪第四章第七节
Genesis chapter 4, verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。我相信没有人会去恋慕罪恶的。
I believe that nobody will desire sin.
但是现在问题是，罪在伏在我们门前。
Here sin is crouching at our door.
罪伏就显现在我们的眼前，有些时候也会在我们内心呢。
And the sin will appear before our eyes and sometimes in our hearts.
他要恋慕我们，他自己会找上门。
And it desires to have us and will come uninvited.
但是神他也答应我们说，我们能够制服他。
But here God promises us that we can master it.
所以十次就是要告诉我们，法老王，你看他是很难缠的。
And so the 10 tries tells us that Pharaoh is very stubborn.
经过一次、两次、三次，法老他还是不服输啊。
After first, second, and third try, Pharaoh will not give in.
他还是硬着心。
And he still hardened his heart.
所以罪也是一样，罪就是很硬心啊。
And so the sin is also very stubborn.
很难根除。
And it is very hard to get rid of.
所以在旧约时代经常利用这个麻风病来当成是罪的代表。麻风病。
And so oftentimes in the Old Testament, they use leprosy.As a representation of sin.
那麻风病当然要得到医治。
And leprosy needs to be healed.
可是圣经不是说麻风病得到医治是说麻风病得到洁净。
And it doesn't say that you are healed from leprosy, but you are cleansed from leprosy.
我们看大家头痛脚痛肚子痛，有没有说哎呀，我今天去找医生，我的胃痛得到洁净了？
And when you experience a headache or stomach ache, when you go to see a doctor, do you say my aches were cleansed?
没有，都是说我的病痛被医生医治好了。
And we often say that our aches were healed by the doctor.
眼睛瞎眼的得到主所医治。
And those who are blind are healed by the Lord.
唯独麻风病是得到洁净。
And only leprosy is cleansed.
所以圣经就是用这个麻风病来做一个罪的代表。
And so the Bible uses leprosy as a representation of sin.
那麻风病在旧约时代有的时候，它好像是好了。
And sometimes in the Old Testament, it seems like you are cleansed from the leprosy.
可是它还会再复发。
But it will often recur.
我们请看利未记。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
利未记十三章。
Leviticus chapter 13.
十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
利未记十三章的十一节。
Leviticus chapter 13, verse 11.
十一节。这是皮肉上的旧大麻风旧的不是新的，这是旧的了。
This is a chronic disease.
啊，旧的大麻风，祭司要定他为不洁净。
And the priest shall pronounce him unclean.
啊，就不用关锁，因为是不洁净的， 已经是很清楚的。
And here is very clear that this he is unclean.
所以以前已经被洁净了，被神医好了。
And so before he was cleansed.
啊，可能有时候还会再复发，还会再回来的。
But sometimes this disease will recur.
好像有些人呢、啊、生癌症，癌症好像是被医生医好了，可是有时候这癌细胞又再回来。
And just like a cancer, some people may be healed from cancer, but cancer may often recur.
所以告诉我们，罪本身是很难缠的，像法老王一样。
And so it tells us that sin itself is very stubborn, just like the Pharaoh.
所以神才用十次啊的时间，也是给法老很多机会。
And so God used 10 tries to try to give Pharaoh opportunities and chances.
所以罗马书告诉我们，罪的本身啊是一个自然界的一个律啊。
And so the book of Romans tells us that sin is a part of the law of nature.
啊，这个律的话就是很自然的。
And this law is very natural.
啊，比如说这个钟啊，一丢下去，它自然会落到地上。
And just as this bell, when we drop it, it will fall to the floor.
这是因为有地心引力。
Because there's gravity.
啊，这是很自然的。
This is very natural.
没有什么力量能够使它，你不要掉下去呢，没有办法。
There's no force that says that that will prevent this bell from falling.
啊，除非从神来的另外一个律，才有办法。
Except for another force that comes from God, then we can stop it.
这个律是什么律呢？
And what is this force?
好，请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章的第二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
第八章第二节。罗马书八章第二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死亡的律的。罪和死亡的律就是一个自然律，因为是律嘛，律好像一个肉啊，我们数学有很多的不同的定律，这是很自然的。
And the law of the sin and death is a natural law.
所以罪的结局就是死亡。
And the consequences of sin is death.
啊，怎么能够战胜呢？
And how can we overcome it?
啊，就是是生命和圣灵的律，要另外有一个律才能够战胜，从神来的律才能够战胜罪和死亡的律。
There must be another law that comes from God that can overcome this the law of sin and death.
那靠人没有办法。
It's impossible to depend on man.
假如我们得到生命和圣灵的律啊，就是表示我们已经可以得到释放了。
If we receive the law of the Spirit and life, then we could be set free.
所以我们看参孙以前呢，他是大力士啊。
And we can see that Samson was a strong man.
但是这个大力士也不能够帮助他来克服他的情欲。
But his strength cannot help him overcome his desires.
那保罗他说靠自己也不能够来战胜情欲。
And Paul himself also said he cannot rely on himself to overcome his desires.
因为罪啊是很难缠的。
Because sin is very stubborn.
所以我们一定要靠神，要靠圣灵的帮助来制止心中的情欲。
And so we need to rely on God and rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death our desires.
啊，最后一个啊，希伯来人的神啊，也是全能而且是独一无二的神。
And lastly, the God of Hebrews is the Almighty and the only God.
啊，请看出埃及记啊，第六章第二节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 6.
出埃及记第六章的第二节。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 2.
第二节
，verse 2，
第六章第二节，神晓谕摩西说：“我是主啊，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。至于我的名啊，神啊，主，他们未曾知道我的名啊。当然，就是那四个字啊，我的名啊，
says,
他们不知道。
He says, my name, I did not make myself known to them.
那显现为全能的神，所以希伯来人的神呢，也是全能的神。
And so the God of Hebrews is also the Almighty God.
再请看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西对法老说：“任凭你吧，我要何时为你和你的臣仆，并你的百姓祈求，除灭清官，离开你和你的宫殿，只留在河流呢？”第十节。
Verse 10.
他说明天啊，摩西说可以照你的话吧，好叫你知道 没有像主我们神的啊，叫全世界没有像我们希伯来人的神。
And it says there's no one like the Lord our God, the God of Hebrews.
所以我们希伯来人的神是独一无二的。
And so the God of Hebrews is the one and only.
而且他也是全能的神。
And he is the Almighty God.
再请看第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9.
十三节跟十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
十三。主对摩西说啊，你清早起来站在法老面前，对他说，主希伯来人的神这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。十四节。
14.
因为这一次我要向一切的啊，我要叫一切的灾殃临到你和你的臣仆，并你百姓的身上，叫你知道，在普天下没有像我的啊，在普天下没有像主神的。
Here it says, there's no one like me in all the earth.
所以降十灾就是要让大家知道，只有一位独一的真神。
And so the 10 plagues is for the people to know that there's only the one and only God.
所以我们从一直开始到现在，神啊一直为他自己做见证。
And so here, from the beginning to now, God continued to testify for himself.
所以他自己说，我是希伯来人的神。
And he continues to say, I am the God of Hebrews.
是专门说给法老王听的，专门说给埃及人听的。
And this is spoken to the Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
就要见证他自己。
And this is to testify for himself.
让大家知道啊，他就是。全能的神，创造宇宙天地的主宰。
So that people may know that He is the Almighty God and the God who created the heaven and earth.
啊，所以从当中我们可以来学习神传福音的技巧。
And so here we can learn the skills of the Lord in evangelizing.
啊，其实神也传福音呢。
And here we can see that God also preaches the gospel.
啊，请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章的第九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 9.
约翰一书第五章第九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 9.
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证，你看神的见证更领受了啊。人的见证都可以领受，那神的见证更是要领受了。
If we can accept man's testimony, then God's testimony is greater.
因为神的见证是为他儿子做的。
Because the testimony of God he has given about his son.
所以我们看到神也在做见证嘿。
So we can see God is also making testimonies.
当然神的见证是一流的啦。
And God's testimony is the greatest.
那主耶稣也见证神呢。
And the Lord Jesus also testified about
God. 他为他自己做见证啊。
He also testified about himself.
圣灵哈也是为主耶稣做见证啊。
And the Holy Spirit also testified for the Lord Jesus.
那保罗也是学啊神如何做见证。
And Paul also learned from God how to testify.
所以保罗他说他碰到怎样的人就做怎样的人。
And so Paul says that to who I preach, I become that person.
为着要得着人。
In order to gain that person.
让他们同享福音的好处。
So they can enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
所以我们也要学习一下这个布道的技巧。
And so we need to learn the skills of preaching.
那从以上我们所谈的。
And from what we have talked about,
我们就能够知道希伯来人的神呢、啊，就是啊这些受欺压的人的神啊，因为神在帮助他们。
So we know that the God of the Hebrew is the God of the oppressed, and God will help them.
也是分别为圣的神。
And he's a God who separates himself to be holy.
啊，希伯来人的神也是不向罪恶妥协的神。
And the God of the Hebrews is one who does not compromise with evil.
他经历十次才完全的啊摧毁法老王。
And he took 10 tries to completely destroy Pharaoh.
不是他不能在第一次的时候就摧毁他。
It's not that he cannot destroy him in the first try.
而是要警惕我们，罪是很难缠的。
But it's a warning to us that sin is stubborn.
所以被洁净以后
yeah, so after we're cleansed,
就不要再去犯罪哦。
Then we shouldn't sin anymore.
再被他缠住，那是幕后的情况比先前就更不好啊。
And if we're entangled by sin again, then our end will be worse than the beginning.
所以我们要靠圣灵的帮助，可以制止情欲。
And so we need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to put our desires to death.
昨天晚上前几天在讲道当中啊，那有位工人他自己做见证。
And a few days ago, during the sermon, there was a worker who gave a testimony.
他说，他有一阵子也是迷于这个网络的游戏。
And he said for a period of time, he was addicted to some of the games on the internet.
早上玩，晚上玩。
And he would play during the day and at night.
说等于是迷上了。
And he was addicted.
他儿子说，爸爸，你怎么会这样子的？
And his son would ask him, why are you like this?
你是教会工人啊， 怎么会这样子？
And you're a worker of God. How can you be like this?
被网络的游戏所控制的。
And he was controlled by this game.
所以那时候他才醒过来。
And that time he woke up.
但是很难跟主啊，所以他就祷告。
And it was very difficult for him to get rid of this addiction.
祷告一天、两天、三天，一直祷告，禁食祷告。
And so he prayed for one day, two day, and three day, and fasted.
到了第二十一天。
On the 21st day.
有时间到第二十一天。
It was on the 21st day.
就完全脱离。
That he was able to get rid of this addiction.
一直到现在不再玩网络游戏。
And until now, he does not play the games.
全世界不止几亿的人哈迷上电子游戏。
And there are hundreds of millions of people who are addicted to gaming.
啊，有位青年他说，这个游戏哈，因为他本身也是被迷上。
And there was a youth that says he was also addicted to this game.
他告诉我们说，这个游戏现在有三亿的人在玩。
And he tells me that there are 300 million people who are playing this game right now.
我们是想不通哈，三亿，难怪那些公司很赚钱。
And it was hard to imagine 300 million people. No wonder these companies are rich.
啊，说我们一定要靠神就能够克服这些情欲。
And so we need to rely on God to overcome these desires.
我们因为时间关系啊，我们就在祷告。
And because of the time, we'll continue to pray.
我们为了下礼拜的灵布道会的祷告。
Let's pray for the spiritual convocation that will hold place next week.
让我们能够准备心。
And that we can prepare our hearts.
好，一切祷告。
Let's continue to pray.
要接受按手的，请到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.